Very much so. Well, I mean, the first thing is we've got the third 3 years is out and about now-ish, which is a sort of rarities compilation. I did the first 3 years after 3 years and the title of A Nod to Black Flag. Then it was the second 3 years, and it's sort of become a thing now that, like, fans kind of make me do rather than me choosing to do. You know, this year I had loads of people emailing me being like, what are you doing the third 3 years? It's got to come this year, otherwise it's not going to work. So that's coming out. It's got like 21 unreleased songs on it. Just kind of covers, rarities, B-sides, that kind of thing.
You can always count on the fans, can't you, to be on your back?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, that made me feel quite good. Do you know what I mean? The people are paying that much attention to what I do. It was kind of like, oh, that's quite nice. And then after that, I'm in the studio before the end of the year, making a new record, and then be mixing it next year, and it'll be out next year as soon as possible, really. Is it good? I've been taking my time with this one. I've had some kind of some ups and downs with my methodology, but I know what's going to happen now. It's going to be good, and it'll be out as soon as it can be next year.
In what sense did you sort of have a writer's block?
No, not quite. I had some sort of crises of confidence about material and about who I was recording it with and where. I feel like I'm at a point in my career now where I can afford to sort of like make sure that it's absolutely the right record that it needs to be, rather than just doing what I've done every other time, which is just going, yeah, just put it out, record it, plan it down, get it out there. So, you know, I've been trying to kind of, yeah, just make sure that I'm making the right decisions. But yeah, I'm very excited about it now. I think it's going to be a really good album. To the east, the road beneath my feet. Paradoxically, the end result of all this is that I think I really want to make quite a kind of rough around the edges punk rock record. So we're not going to take very long in recording it. I want to kind of just hammer it out. Me and the Sleeping Souls, my guys, we're ready to go. I want it to sound kind of fresh and raw and hungry.
Have you written all the songs?
Yeah. Yeah, I've written way too many songs, as I usually do, but I've whittled it down now, and I know what's going on the record. Well, I've travelled
many countries and washed my feet in many... It seems like you are quite prolific in terms of the amount of songs that you write. Do you write all the time?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of... Well, it's funny because I go to what I consider to be periods of writer's block, but they usually last for about a week, so and then I have a couple of weeks of the good stuff, or whatever, you know. So thus far, touch wood, it's sort of been a reasonably constant process for me, not something I've had to push that hard, which is a relief. But in the stillness of the moment, it takes for a Polaroid picture to capture all faces. Tape Deck Art, the last record I did, was quite a kind of studied, considered record, you know, really kind of, it's quite sort of layered and dense and all that kind of thing. And this time around, I want something that's just a bit more kind of rough and ready, you know what I mean? And just sort of spat out rather than thought over too much.